Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Welcome back to the program. Sports Travel, Dwayne Walker. Greg Pads producing. 1 o'clock hour. Where's that part that goes, oh, it didn't go there. The part that goes, wah, 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 wah. Oh, well. Welcome back to the show. I don't know about you. I'm having a good time. Oh, here it is, right here, of course. I was a little bit earlier. All right, so coming up this hour, we're going to be talking about what else? Julio Jones situation, Jeff Schultz with the Athletic. He broke a story. Well, we're still. I must admit, he's the only one so far. Can we check the wire again just to see if anything else has crossed, like anything else that kind of can back that thing up, like back that story up? Like have the thought. Let's see if, you know what, maybe I'll just do it myself in conjunction with you. Maybe I'll just try to find here if maybe the Falcons came out with something during the midnight hour that kind of confirmed or kind of hedges, hey, look, this is what we're doing or what we don't plan on doing as it relates to Julio Jones. Because it was a big topic of conversation the first hour of the program. We had a bunch of people call in and sound off about it. Me personally, I said that I didn't feel as though the output deserved the renegotiation, if you will. Only 2 years into a 5-year deal, and I'm sure he's probably, you know, feels a certain type of way because he sees other guys making money. Antonio Brown, Brandon Cooks just signed an extension with the Rams, a 5-year, $80 million deal. So I get it. Julio Jones wants to be compensated what he feels that he's worth, but back when he did his deal, it was his turn. Unfortunately for him, now it's other people's turn. Other people who have been patient, who have waited. Grady Jarrett's got to get a turn, right? Deion Jones gets to get a turn, right? How about Keanu Neal and Ricardo Allen? Shouldn't these guys have an opportunity as well to make a little money? Sure they should. Sure they should. And unfortunately for Julio Jones, he may just have to wait a year or so, or two. Because I think if he tries to force the Falcons' hands, which I guess he has tried to do up until this point, I don't see where the Falcons are going to bend. And apparently, if you believe what Jeff Schultz is putting out, which says that the Falcons don't plan on renegotiating or redoing his deal at this particular time, then obviously that's going to create some, you know, it's going to create a situation. And I guess the next play is going to be Julio Jones's play as far as what he decides to do. Will he report to training camp next week or will he opt out and say, you know what, I'm just going to sit this thing out and come around towards the end of training camp? And if truth be told, let me just say this. Truth be told, if Julio were not to report to training camp, I'm not so sure what a big deal it would make, all right? And I just mean in Julio Jones's case, because we know what Julio Jones's history is as it relates to his, you know, his time with the Falcons. He gets banged, he gets nicked, he gets hurt from time to time, but to his credit, he still finds a way to make it there on Sunday, Monday, or Thursday, or whenever the Falcons play. And contract aside, negotiations aside, if it's going to make Julio Jones feel better to hold out because his contract will not be renegotiated after only 2 years of a 5-year deal, which he agreed to, all right, if he feels that strongly that he doesn't want to or feel the need to report to training camp, if I'm the Falcons, I just look the other way on it. I do. And I would simply plan on him being available for the first game of the season. Because I think ultimately Julio Jones is going to come back to the team. I don't think it's a situation where he just plans on sitting out the entire season. Because, of course, if he were to do that, there's fines involved. As a matter of fact, last number I looked up said he is potentially going to be fined $84,000 if he just decided to miss camp. Now, is $84,000 a drop in a bucket for this guy? Sure it is, right? And traditionally, most of the times, the team ends up swallowing that and not even really finding them. But in this particular case, one of the reasons why I think this is all so unusual, all right, is because of the players who were involved, some of the influences who may be behind it all. Now, a couple weeks back, well, I guess about a month or so back, when it was surfaced or resurfaced that the company that Julio Jones was keeping involved a guy named Terrell Owens. And we know what Terrell Owens is going through right now as it relates to the Pro Football Hall of Fame and how he plans on doing his own thing and not being inducted there and can with the rest of the group. He's doing his own thing at UTC Chattanooga. I get it. That's fine. But the Falcons went on record to make it known that they weren't really thrilled with that relationship, right? And certainly, if you're Julio Jones, you can't figure that's going to help your cause as it relates to contract negotiations when the appearance is you're getting legal, or not legal help, but you're getting advice from Terrell Owens, who for all intents and purposes was blackballed out of the National Football League. And I get it. I get it. Terrell Owens is angry. He wasn't a first ballot Hall of Famer. But I said this earlier in the week. Terrell Owens better thank his lucky stars that a guy named Joe Horgan runs the Pro Football Hall of Fame right now. He's the executive director. I know Joe. Very cool guy. Very, he's down with the cause, if you can read between the lines. And wouldn't be surprised at all if he was very, very instrumental in seeing to it that Terrell Owens got into the Pro Football Hall of Fame, which he deserved. So I would not be surprised at all if Joe Horgan was a major advocate for Terrell Owens getting into Pro Football's Hall of Fame, because Joe Horgan knows inside and out the history of the game and he recognizes what contribution Terrell Owens has made to the game, right? So no one's questioning, at least I'm not, questioning whether or not Terrell Owens should be in the Hall. But I think the way he is going about doing it, I personally don't agree with it. I wouldn't have handled it that way. What point is he trying to make? I guess that's at the end of the day. If that's something I'd want to know as a journalist, I'd want to find out from Terrell Owens, hey, man, just out of curiosity, why are you doing this? Just to see what sort of answer he would come up with. I'm even more just I'm mystified. I can't wait to see what type of media coverage his speech is going to get. Like, will there be multiple outlets there covering it? Will the NFL Network recognize it? Will it just be a local media thing? You know what I'm saying? I'm so intrigued by his decision. And like it or not, it is going to cause some interest. It is going to cause people on that particular day to take notice and say to themselves or check their phones to see, hey, I wonder what Terrell Owens is saying. Or I wonder how many people are attending the speech that he's going to give. I wish there was a way we could somehow figure out running numbers on. But if I'm not mistaken, isn't the event free? Like, it is free, correct? Do you know Patman, if attending Terrell Owens' speech is supposed to be free, right, at UTC Chattanooga? Man, I wonder who's handling it. Like, what PR agency is handling it? Is it something that he's doing in-house? Is it something that T.O. is doing on his own? Is he like handing out tickets and you know, ordering the podium and doing everything? What exactly is T.O.'s role in it? That's what I would want to know. And I would imagine that T.O., the week before the actual game, I'm imagining that he's going to do media himself, right? Wouldn't you think he'd do media to drum up interest in his speech and to try to have people attend? I can see him going on national talk shows and talking about it. And I can see national hosts accommodating his request to be on. I mean, that's probably how I would handle it if I'm going to make this big deal out of it, which he is, even if he says he's not. Because if you're not doing what the rest of the group is, obviously trying to make a point yourself. So it's all going down in just, a couple weeks? It's getting ready to go down. All right. There's going to be, here's another one for you, too. As far as SEC Media Days and the whole quarterback situation, and I guess that since the two top teams, and let's go ahead and say it now, the two top teams in the SEC are the Georgia Bulldogs and the Alabama Crimson Tide. And you can say it in reverse order if you want. Okay, if you want, Alabama Crimson Tide and the Georgia Bulldogs. And both are going to be in situations where they are going to be forced to play both of their quarterbacks, if it's their desire to keep both of their quarterbacks. In today's game, that's basically what it's going to take to keep, right? Do you guys remember a guy we had for Georgia named Jacob Eason? Anybody remember that guy? You do remember him, right? Remember the years leading up to this guy coming here from Washington State? Everyone's like, oh, this guy's going to be the savior of the Georgia football program. He's this, he's that, he's going to the next level, he's going to go playing pro, blah, 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 blah. And we see how that worked out because he was not able to regain the field once he returned from injury because of Jake Fromm's play. Justin Fields, the incoming freshman for the Georgia Bulldogs, he is obviously, I mean obviously, very, 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 very talented. He proved himself worthy, and I get it, it's just a spring football game, but to me he looked darn good in the preseason during the spring games, and I just can't see where Kirby Smart is not going to find an avenue for this young man to find the football field. And at the end of the day, you want the best quarterback that gives you the best chance to win week in and week out. That's what we got last year with Jake Fromm because it was proven that Jake Fromm was the answer when Jacob Eason went down. And I think the same will hold true this season leading up to the first game of the season when Georgia will take on Austin Peay. September 1st, I believe, is the date. So it will all, as they say, work itself out, just like in Alabama. You've got people on one side saying, hey, look, it's Jalen Hurts' job to lose. Look how many games he's won at the quarterback position. But then you've got the other guy. I'm going to call him Tua T. Tua T. Tua T. Tua T. delivered you on a platter. College football championship last year. We all saw it. Happened against our dogs in our own backyard. And I guess that's what makes it hurt even more. Did it hurt even more? All right, it was a bad joke. We come back, man. We're going to talk about the Julio Jones thing. Those of you that missed, Julio Jones says he is not. I'm sorry. Jeff Schultz says that the Falcons do not plan on renegotiating Julio's deal, as reported by Jeff Schultz of The Athletic. And we'll hear from Jeff Schultz a little bit later in the program. You are listening to Sports Wrap with Dwayne Walker on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Gotta let that one ride for a minute. Welcome back to the program, Sports Wrap with Dwayne Walker. 1:23 and ticking. Flagship station, our Atlanta Falcons, our Atlanta Hawks, Atlanta United FC. We are Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Great Pam Man. Ooh, he's mashing the switches over there. All right. I don't know if you can hear. Pat, can you hear the wind blowing inside the studio? You can hear on the air? Oh, you can. You got your own fan in there. All right, so check it out. In case you're just joining the program and have not heard, according to Jeff Schultz of The Athletic. Now, Jeff Schultz is the former AJC beat writer who is now writing for The Athletic. Well, he came out with this story, probably during the 10 o'clock hour last night. So really going back about 3 hours or so. It says that the Falcons have informed Julio Jones that they do not. He has a report. He has a report. He has a report out that says the Falcons do not have no plans on giving him the raise that he had hoped for before the 2018 season. Julio Jones is in the second year of a 5-year deal, right? And the Falcons historically have never had contract negotiations or renegotiated a deal with a guy that had 2 years or more left on their contract. And then when you combine that with the fact that Falcons still have other players to play, right? Got Grady Jarrett, they've got Deion Jones, they've got Keanu Neal, they've got Ricardo Allen. And then you see how all this stuff is playing out, right? Jimmy Sexton, who handles the, who's Julio Jones' agent, right? They're having that passing camp or whatever out there in Los Angeles that's thrown by Matt Ryan. And to date, you haven't heard anything derogatory stated about the state of affairs with regards to the contract. Everything from Julio's camp has been, hey, there is no controversy. There's nothing going on, et cetera, nothing to see here. But the Falcons have as much have said that they're going to handle everything, whatever needs to be handled in-house. And the Falcons are hoping that Julio Jones will show up come training camp. Now, here's where the issue is. If it boils down to actual production on the field, which it does for me, all right, I'm trying to figure out what leg is the Julio Jones camp trying to stand on. Like what pros are you going to throw at the team as to why you should be the highest paid wide receiver in the league? And I'm assuming he's doing this to become the highest paid wide receiver in the league, right? Like, why would you do it if you did want to be the highest paid? If the perception is, or your own perception is, that you are the best wide receiver, it would seem to me you'd want to be the highest paid. Well, Brandon Cooks, I think, because Brandon Cooks and the LA Rams kind of pushed the needle, I guess, on yesterday in giving that extension to Brandon Cooks, an 80-year deal, an $80 million deal over the course of 5 years. And you know that, and let me get this straight. Hey, Pat, man, just so that I'm correct when I say this, right? The Matt Ryan passing camp is presently going on from all indications and all reports. See, because I don't know, because I'm not physically there in L.A.
That's correct. According to the article. Again, this is a report.
A report.
So yes, he's saying that Julio is at the Matt Ryan passing camp.
Right.
And that would be a bigger red flag to the Falcons had he not shown up for that.
Right. But he's there. So that's a team. It's an unofficial team function. And it's a good thing that he's there. However, the location where he's at, Patman Woo, the passing camp is in Los Angeles. Right? And probably within a few miles, within a few driving miles, certainly within a half hour or so, right? The L.A. Rams and Brandon Cooks agreed and signed a $80 million 5-year deal. So that, in essence, is right in Julio's face. I mean, you know what I'm saying. Not his face, but you know what I'm getting at. I'm saying that it's not like he doesn't know what went down, right? It's not like his agent didn't tell, Brandon got 80 over, 5 years. But, folks, at the end of the day, it's all about the team. It's all about the Falcons and their viability as they try to capitalize on the contracts that they presently have, that guys who are still on their rookie deals are trying to get production out of right now, right? So that when comes time to pay these guys, they'll have money to do it. They outlaid a whole bunch of money to take care of Matt Ryan, right? That's something that you got to do. And I know earlier I mentioned on the defensive side of the football how guys like Grady Jarrett, Keanu Neal, and Deion Jones and Ricardo Allen have to be taken care of. What about on the offense? If you just spend $100 million on your franchise quarterback, you're going to protect that investment, right? Are you going to protect that investment by paying a wide receiver or an offensive tackle? So I'm saying that to say that Jake Matthews is going to get his money before Julio, I would imagine, right? Isn't that how it should go down? So it's a precarious situation for Julio Jones and the Falcons. I guess all of us really to be in, even as fans, because you don't want to see this push and pull, this, you don't want to see this play out, basically. You wanted to come to some sort of impasse where just Julio just decides to come to camp and play. But I don't know if I see that happening. And here again, if I'm a Falcon fan, which I am, I would just be braced for this. I don't anticipate having Julio Jones for training camp. I won't anticipate having Julio Jones for the first three games of the preseason. I would hope and I would expect to have Julio Jones report to camp after his point has been made the week before the first game. All right? I don't care if Julio Jones plays in a meaningless preseason game. I care about Julio Jones being healthy in game number one on Thursday, September 6th, when the whole world is watching. That's when I want him to be ready to go and out on that football field. Anything else before that is just all gibberish. It's all talk. Falcons have made their point. If you were to go with the article that Jeff Schultz wrote for The Athletic, I'm sure by morning time we'll get additional reports or something from the Falcons that will confirm or deny that particular article of Jeff Schultz's. And then we'll know where we stand. How do you feel about it, Atlanta? Well, I got something for you. You know, if you'd like to, I guess they could go online, right? This is available online if they wanted to do that. It ain't free, though, is it? Yeah, The Athletic, is it? Oh, it's not. Ooh, wow. So this is like the real deal now, how they're doing it.
I mean, you can name probably 10 of the most influential sports writers
Peter
in
King.
Recent years.
Peter King.
Peter King's NBC Sports now.
Oh, on television?
No, he's now writing for NBC.
Well, that's what I said.
He's on with Pro Football Talk. But Andrew,
he's a top 10 guy,
Andrew
right?
Brandt.
Okay, yeah.
People like Jeff Schultz,
mm-hmm.
Seth Emerson. Quite a few people are making the move to this type of subscription-based model.
So it's a model. It's a subscription-based model. It's kind of like what the AJC does, basically.
Everything is getting to this level.
There's a lot of stuff going on, a lot of initiatives being made here. Nice. I like it. All right, so here's the thing. Getting back to this whole Julio Jones thing, I wish Julio Jones the best. I really do. Don't feel as though he's going to – I don't think his objective is going to be met because I don't think his numbers justify it. Julio has a total of 9 touchdown passes caught in the past 2 seasons, 3 this past season, 6 in 2016. And to me, it just doesn't justify being the highest paid wide receiver in the National Football League. He don't return punts. He don't return kicks. He just plays wide receiver. He led the team in drops last year with 7 on a team that led the league in drops with 30. And these are all numbers that don't bode well for you if you're trying to get more money out of your employer at the end of the day. Nice guy, fantastic work ethic. They love him in the locker room. However, I'll say this now. I think if it gets to a point where if, let's just say Julio Jones decided to sit out. Like he just said, you know what? I ain't coming and I ain't playing. I think that would be rather selfish from the standpoint that this man knows the business of the National Football League. And knows that there are plenty of other guys within the brotherhood. See, I'm going to use terminology that they're all familiar with. There's plenty of other guys within the brotherhood who still need to be compensated for what contributions they have made. why should you have, in the last 2 years, your deal from before, the deal you signed 2 years ago, and now another deal? Why should you get a three play before any of those guys get to get their money? I mean, that don't sound like you're looking out for the next man. But then again, it's a business, so I understand. You got to do what you got to do, what's best for you. All right, so the guy that broke the story, I guess, Jeff Schultz. He was on our air last day or so, and it'll be kind of cool, kind of mirroring the two, hearing him talk about our Atlanta Falcons and what's going on in the world of professional football. So I'm going to have you hold on, and we'll be back from the break. We'll have that radio replay next. All right? You're listening to Sports Rap with Dwayne Walker on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Welcome back, 143. All right, we've been talking all night long about Julio Jones and Jeff Schultz of The Athletic. What a plug for him, man. We've been, like, pumping him up. He should be paying advertising dollars, should he not? As much as we've been saying his name, he's probably somewhere up listening right now. Well, guess what? If he's listening, he'll get a chance to hear himself again, because on Dukes and Bell, on yesterday, he was on with the fellas talking what else? Some football.
Jeff, they charge when you read. You've got to pay a dollar for every word he writes.
Oh, well,
that's a very unique business model.
I tell you what, and Jeff sits with us here. We're live at SEC Media Days. It's Dukes and Bell, guys. It's Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Obviously, we've read him for a very long time. If you've lived in this city 20-some-odd years, you know Jeff from the AJC, and he's been critical of a lot of coaches, players, but that's the job. But now he's moved on, for those who don't know. And literally today was like the first day the article comes out. It's on the website. It's The Athletic, guys. And I will say this. I said it the other day. Don't hit us up with, well, Dukes and Bell, it's a pay site. Everything is a pay site now, okay? Yeah. If you're getting the AJC, you're paying for it. But this is a very cool site from the standpoint of you want more Braves or Falcons or Hawks or United coverage or Georgia, they're covering it. And they've got some really good guys. Jeff,
congratulations.
Thanks. Yeah. Thanks, appreciate it. It's been both an exciting time and an emotional time. I mean, when you're at one place for 29 years and you're going to a new place in the same city, that's the other thing. I've changed job a few times. I was in Los Angeles, San Francisco, and Atlanta, but I always change cities when I change jobs.
Right.
And so to move to a different medium, different business, it's been weird. Yeah, the paywall thing obviously is going to come up. It's something that the newspaper industry obviously has struggled with over the last 20 years. Do we go free, try to get a bunch of page views and sell ads, or do we try to monetize with circulation and paywalls? And they've gone back and forth. For anyone who has not seen the Athletic site, it's remarkably clean and refreshing. Yes, is it a paywall? Right now I think you could subscribe for like $4 a month or whatever it is. Okay, like I wrote, it's the cost of a latte. And we're fat free, by the way. And the other thing is,
latte, you know, you've been elitist, you've been a media elitist. For guys in Noonan, for less than the price of a six pack. Back
there
to
you go.
Jeff.
Okay, back to me. Now one beer actually. And the other thing is, I hate to call it like one website, but let's take SI.com. Sports okay. Illustrated used to be the Bible of sports.
Right.
Everybody read it. I mean, it was the must thing. People in the industry read it. You guys read it. Fans read it. Now, if you go to SI.com, like I wrote, it's like playing whack-a-mole with trying to close the ads and the auto start videos.
That's right.
And this and that.
Yeah.
You know, they jump around. They trick you. You go to put them out, they trick you. They move. It's like the bastards move. They do that. And again, to me, look, I subscribed to The Athletic long before they ever called me about working there. It's really refreshing to go to a site, not only with no pop-up ads, but no ads, period.
Right.
And aside from that, really just the content is really good. And the one really cool thing about it, I think a lot of people don't really understand, is – when you subscribe for your $4 or $5 a month or whatever it is, you're not just getting the Atlanta site, which to me in itself, I'm really happy with the staff we were able to pull together.
Dave O'Brien also did
David
the
O'Brien,
jump.
Seth Emerson, a bunch of other people. Jason Budd is going to be covering the Falcons, very good. But you get every city's site, and you get the national news. You get Ken Rosenthal in baseball. There's a tab called Ink on the site. If you click, if you go to that tab, it's long magazine pieces, long form pieces. So it's almost like your local newspaper and what Sports Illustrated used to be in one. And you get a free T-shirt.
I guess you get a T-shirt.
I should have led with the T-shirt.
Me and Carl already signed up on this deal. I spent like an hour reading an article about Mike Matheny yesterday. I'm like, what the hell am I doing? But there's some really great stuff. So, again, now that we got that out of the way, let's talk about Atlanta sports, guys. Check out Schultz and the Athletic. So, first off, start with the Braves. And I think we all felt pretty good that Freddie showed out, did a nice job, double-digit home runs. Now, get out of there and don't get all jammed up for the second half. Are you happy with the home run derby, how it shook out?
Yeah. I didn't watch the home run derby, but I thought all the paranoia. No, I'm sorry. Should I leave now?
I didn't know half the guys in it, Jeff. So I'm with you, brother.
Okay. I think he played against some guy named Harper, didn't he? I'm not sure. I thought all the paranoia about that was just it was silly to me. It was. I mean, he can take care of his own body. He's not going to overdo it and hurt himself. And I thought people were stretching that a little too much, him going there. So,
do you, and we were talking about this earlier, do you believe the Braves, again, we've all talked about that, don't mortgage too much of this or that,
right.
But do you think they got enough where they should go get a starter and beef up the bullpen because they can win this division?
I think the way things are right now, I still have to believe that Washington is not going to wake up. I mean, at some point, I think they're going to wake up. I still think they're going to win the division. And I think basically that leaves the Braves in a wild card race with three, four other teams. And I think they'll be in the wild card race for a while. I really don't see this team just spiraling. Could they use a bullpen guy and a starter? Absolutely. But, you know, when you're in that bunch of playoff teams, everybody is really going to try. There aren't that many teams left who aren't in a race.
Right.
And they are really going to try to hold you up. Do I think the Braves should trade three prospects, or as Freddie Freeman said, five prospects for a frontline guy? No, I really don't, because I just don't. I don't, and I know that upsets fans. This isn't an all or nothing season for them. Okay, this whole rebuilding thing was set up for next year.
Okay,
do you junk this year? No, I still would like to see him make one or two minor trades, but I don't want to see them give away a bunch of prospects for a frontline guy. For a rental, basically.
Yeah.
I don't think they should be in rental mode.
Carl, you're both buying that the young studs, the help is coming, but it's coming from AA.
Well,
the long-term help.
Well, here's the deal, and I think internally, and Jeff, you've talked to Alex Anthopoulos about this, internally, the ceiling for a lot of these guys that we are watching or will see is higher than the return on what you would get if you traded them away and potentially rented a guy for 3 months.
Yeah.
And even if we went in the playoffs and we didn't win the World Series, that to me outweighs, you know, whether you make a move or not. A small or two, a move or two, I agree with you. Bullpen help, I'm with you, Jeff.
Right.
But I'm not risking the ceiling because we don't know yet about a Colby Allard or a Max Fried. We're not sure about those guys
yet. The truth is, even taking this playoff race out of it, you always get more for guys in the offseason in the winter because you have more teams involved.
Interested.
And every team is restructuring their payroll, setting their budgets, setting their lineups. And you basically have more teams bidding for your guys. So your high-quality assets, whoever those guys are, you're going to get more teams in the trade mix in the offseason than now.
Jeff Schultz joining us from the Athletic, guys. It's Dukes and Bell live at SEC Media Days. Let's shift gears. Falcon camp right around the corner. I don't know what your thoughts are on Julio.
Is this where you're going to go off the rails again on Julio?
No, no,
no.
No,
come on.
Please.
You've gone crazy a few times. I know you have.
Okay, maybe a little bit. Listen.
You're scoring touchdowns, Joe.
And we came in the other day, and Rick Kamla is like, did you hear Schultz? And I said, no, what did he say?
What did I say?
Rick Kamla quoted you, and I don't know where it was from. But it was an article that someone had said that you believe.
Oh, God, somebody quoted me?
That it would not be a surprise if Julio Jones, all right, maybe walked away early from football like a Calvin Johnson.
I have said that. I don't know who I said that. who wrote that, but yeah, I mean, gosh, I wish I would know when somebody was quoting me.
Apparently, you said it at a men's room urinal.
Heard it, and there it is.
Schultz, what do you think?
This is what happens when you speak out loud before writing something. This is not okay. Let me preface this by saying this is not anything that anybody inside the Falcons said to me, or anything Julio has said to me, or his agent, or anybody said
just
to me.
Just your thoughts.
This is just me knowing Julio, or thinking I know Julio, and looking at the backdrop. And yes, I believe Julio has a lot of Calvin Johnson in him. And I believe this is a guy, I know for a fact he has a lot going on in his life, outside of football. He's involved in a development project. He has other interests, which is not to say he's not interested in football, doesn't want to win now. Mm-hmm. I just think this isn't a guy you're going to expect to see, you know, at the age of 35, 36. Right. He's made a lot of money. It's possible to me, when you look at that is partly what is fed into the contract situation now. Because really, if all of his guaranteed money is done, and I'm 99% sure it is done.
It is.
Okay, so right now, theoretically, the Falcons could cut him now. They're not going to, obviously. Mm-hmm. But he plays one more year. Theoretically, they could cut him after next year. Again, probably not. They're probably not going to. But if you're Julio and you're thinking, I may only play two more years, at most three, now is sort of the time to try to get that money. Mm-hmm. Again, this is me speculating. It's not coming from Julio.
Like I said, that's all you can go is based on, you know, what we know and what we're reading about, or how you try to get a vibe on the guy. I mean, I just want to see the best results. Again, we can debate the merits of mini camp and OTAs, but they have them for a reason. Everyone else was there. All right, what about the Hawks, man? Are you buying Trae Young, or are we going to just wait, like everyone else, you're going to wait and see to see the Doncic, or who's the right pick?
Yeah, I think we were talking about it before off air. I mean, it's all player evaluation. I think if Trae Young turns out to be even remotely close to how good Doncic is, it's a good trade because you got the first round draft pick.
Right.
The big question, obviously, is whether he will be nearly as good. I mean, Doncic, you know, obviously is physically stronger, played against men, seemingly more of a proven commodity. Young has more offensive upside. There's no question about it. He's the shooter. He's the kind of player that they wanted. But there are bigger questions about him. I was sort of against the trade. I'll be honest with you. When the trade was made, I was there draft night. I think it's a huge risk, but we'll see what happens in two or three years.
Yeah. Schultz, it's always a pleasure. I'm looking at your name tag. Schultz, the athletic. It doesn't even look
like. I love being able to say, I'm Jeff, I'm athletic. At my age.
Hey, still got the podcast with Zach, by the way?
I'm thinking that the corporate heads and my former employer might not be real thrilled with that.
It's good to see you. We'll be in contact. Read it. Check it out, the athletic, guys. We're going to come back. We got more stuff live from SEC Media Days. Mm.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Welcome back to the program. Oh, about a minute and a half till the top of the hour, 2 o'clock hour. After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Hey, Pat Man, just shook your head, man. That is. And heads as it relates to the whole Falcon thing and Julio Jones thing. Listen, at the end of the day, man, it's all going to work itself out, right? I don't think we need to be all upset, up in arms. Let's just relax. And if Julio feels he needs to stay out, let him stay out. Let him get rest. He needs it. Just as long as he's ready for Thursday, September 6th. That's all I should care about. That's all you should care about. That's all we as Falcons fans should care about. Let that man handle his own business with the Falcons. I know the Falcons, they've always maintained that their affinity for Julio Jones, and they've always been complimentary, and I have all the faith in the world that at the end of the day, it's going to work itself out for the good. All right, that's my time on the program. I want to thank Greg Patton for his work. Does a fine job as per usual. I also want to thank you, the listeners, for tuning into this program. You've been listening to Sports Wrap with Dwayne Walker on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com. Until tomorrow night, God bless y'all.